Rumor has it. Are you a topic for gossips? Do they love to spread evil rumors about you? How do you react? Some people shrug it off. Well, if they're talking about me, they're leaving someone else alone. But some are deeply hurt emotionally and sometimes physically as well, even to the point of suicide or murder. The entire Bible stresses how critical it is for us to choose our words carefully. Anyone who thinks he is religiously observant but does not control his tongue is deceiving himself, and his observance counts for nothing. James 1:26. It's hard not to get sucked in when someone starts a negative conversation about someone who has also upset you. Suddenly, the air becomes heavy and the spirit of discontentment grows. God is also hurt by gossip. In fact, when Moses' sister Miriam and brother Aaron criticized Moses for marrying an Ethiopian woman, God immediately called them out. So why weren't you afraid to criticize my servant Moshe? Numbers 12, verse 8. Then God's anger flared and Miriam became leprous and was isolated from the camp for 7 days. But don't take to heart what people say about you, Jesus warned us. If the world hates you, understand that it hated me first. I have picked you out of the world. Therefore, the world hates you. John 15:18. So don't let gossip about you settle in your heart, and don't gossip about anyone. The good person produces good things from the store of good in his heart, while the evil person produces evil things from the store of evil in his heart. For his mouth speaks what overflows from his heart. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. What is the overflow from your heart to the ears of others? Please share so others may be encouraged as well.